Hi, this is Jasmine Edmonds from Bump in the Night podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things spooky and supernatural. Today I'm here with Crystal. Crystal is an energy healer and psychic medium located in Connecticut. She travels often to psychic fairs across the country, such as HexFex in New Orleans and the annual psychic fair at Omen in Salem, Massachusetts. Today we'll be learning about her background and how her practice as a psychic medium has influenced her belief in the afterlife. Welcome, Crystal.
Thanks for having me.
So I'd love to start off by learning more about your background and how you discovered your gifts as a medium.
Of course. Well, I always had a connection with spirit. I just didn't know what to call it. As a little girl, I would have strange premonitions of people passing away. And then come to find out a week or so later, they passed. Growing up Catholic, it was something I pushed away. And I thought of it as evil until one day I went to a medium myself who she picked up on my abilities and was able to help guide and mentor me. And now I'm a professional medium who travels to different cities and channel messages, and I absolutely love what I do.
Wow, that's awesome. So how exactly are you able to communicate with spirit?
Every medium is different and no two mediums communicate with spirit the same way. For me, I like to start off by creating a bridge between our realm and the spirit realm through deep meditation, burning incense, and speaking aloud. This is known by many mediums as a container, and it pretty much is my way of letting spirit know that they're welcome and I'm ready to receive any messages that they have.
And are you actually able to see or hear the spirits that you're communicating with?
When I was a little girl, yes, I would see them just how I'm seeing you right now. And I set a boundary because it kind of scared me, and now I kind of sense them and I could feel their gender, their age, their personality traits. And I also have this thing called clairaudience where spirit pretty much replaces my thoughts with their own, and then I relay those messages to the person I'm reading.
Wow, so would you say that you are in control of when you communicate with spirit, or how does that work?
Spirit is always open and ready to communicate with their loved ones. So while I do typically always feel their energies, I set a boundary so that I'm not overwhelmed constantly.
And do people need to see a medium to speak to their departed loved ones?
Absolutely not. The connection someone has to their loved one will always be there and it cannot be broken. Your loved ones can always hear, see, and feel you.
And I want to ask you, how has your work as a medium influenced your personal belief in the afterlife?
Spirit surprises me every day. I've always been a believer in there being life after death, but speaking to people who have lost someone and having spirit confirm things only they would know is just mind-blowing. The healing, the love, and connection we have with our friends and family on the other side has been confirmed time and time again in my readings. Being a medium, there's no way I could doubt that. We continue to experience life after death.
What is the most important thing spirit has taught you?
To not be afraid to truly live.
And thank you so much for being here today. And if people want to book a reading with you, where can they do so?
Visit Mandazi Crystal Books and Beads in Connecticut. Be sure to ask for Crystal. I will also be giving readings live in Salem in October at the Psychic Fair downtown Salem.
And for all you listening out there, be sure to look on bumpinthenight.godaddysites.com for all things supernatural. Stay spooky.